ever get that feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're drowning in unfinished projects, passions you started but never quite finished.
Absolutely.
It's like a universal struggle, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, get this. Today we're tackling that very thing. We're diving into the reasons we leave things unfinished. And our main source, an article from Multipotentialites of Iran.
Multipotentialites of Iran. Yeah, that caught my eye too.
Right. Okay. So first of all,
Yeah.
what in the world does that even mean?
So a multipotentialite is basically someone with a lot of different interests and potentials. Like they don't just want to be one thing, they're into exploring all sorts of stuff.
Okay, so we're talking about people who are kind of into everything. That's fascinating. But does this article just say that multipotentialites are the best at finishing projects because they're good at, like, everything?
Not exactly. It actually starts by breaking down the reasons anyone might leave projects unfinished. It talks about these four personality types, and honestly, I think we've all been at least one of these at some point.
Ooh, personality types. I love a good personality type. Lay it on me, who's first up in our lineup of unfinished project starters?
First up, the confused.
The confused, okay. I'm already feeling seen. Is that the one where you're like constantly flitting from one exciting new hobby to the next, never quite finding the thing?
That's the one. The article talks about how they often struggle with, well, confusion. They lack clarity on their true passion, so they dabble in everything but never truly commit. Sound familiar to anyone?
Raise his hand sheepishly.
There you go.
Maybe. Okay, so that's the confused. Who else is on our list of suspects when it comes to unfinished projects?
Next up, the procrastinators.
Oh no. Don't even get me started. I am the queen of procrastination. Starting strong and then bam, suddenly the urge to alphabetize my spice rack hits me.
It happens to the best of us. The article suggests procrastination often comes from things like fear of failure or feeling overwhelmed.
Overwhelm. Yeah, I could
Yeah.
see that. All right, who else is lurking in the shadows of our unfinished to-do lists?
Let's talk about the disorganized.
Ooh, boy. Okay, this is where I really start to sweat. My organizational system is basically a pile of sticky notes threatening to engulf my entire desk.
Been there. The article really emphasizes how important it is to find systems and routines that work for you. Like, not everyone thrives on those rigid, color-coded calendars, you know?
True, true. I need a system that embraces the chaos.
Okay.
Okay, we've got the confused, the procrastinators, the disorganized. Who's our final unfinished project culprit?
Last but not least, the perfectionists.
Ah, yes, the struggle is real. Sometimes I get so caught up in making things perfect that I never actually finish them. It's the irony of it all, isn't it?
It really is. The article actually talks about how embracing good enough can be incredibly freeing, especially for perfectionists.
Good enough. There's a concept I could get behind. Okay, so we've met our suspects, the procrastinators, the disorganized, and the perfectionists. But something tells me there's more to this story, right? Especially with this whole multi-potentialite thing hanging in the air.
You're right. There's definitely more to it than meets the eye. Because here's the thing about multipotentialites. So we've talked about those tendencies, right? The things that lead to unfinished projects. But with multipotentialites, it's kind of different.
Different how? Do they just like finish everything because they're good at everything?
Not necessarily. See, for them, reaching a point where they're satisfied, that's their finish line, even if it doesn't look that way from the outside.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
Think about it. If you're always drawn to new things, new ideas, finishing one project might just mean you've learned what you needed from it. Time to move on to that next exciting thing.
So it's less about giving up, more about recognizing when you've gotten everything you can out of an experience.
Exactly.
Okay, that's kind of brilliant. And the article mentions something about multipotentialites being like super connectors.
It did. They're often amazing at connecting with people and bridging different fields.
Well, yeah, if you have experience in all sorts of areas, you're going to see those connections other people might miss.
Exactly. They've got this vast well of knowledge to draw from. Makes them great communicators, too.
And innovators, right? Does the article say something about multipotentialites being natural innovators?
It did. They're like idea factories because they've dabbled in so many different things.
I can see that. You're not stuck in one way of thinking. So what you're saying is those unfinished projects could actually be a sign of creativity.
They could be. The article also talks about the leadership potential of multipotentialites.
Really? Why is that?
They see the bigger picture, understand different perspectives, adapt quickly to change, all super valuable for leadership.
especially in a world that feels like it's changing every 5 minutes.
Exactly. It's not about sticking rigidly to a plan. It's about being flexible, resourceful, open to new possibilities.
Okay, so this is really making me rethink my own relationship with unfinished business.
In a good way, I hope.
In a good way. Like, maybe those abandoned projects aren't a sign of failure. They're more like stepping stones.
I like that. Stepping stones on a more multi-passionate path.
Yes. Exactly. So where does this leave everyone else? The ones who maybe, you know, aren't ready to give up on finishing things completely.
Right. It's not about going to extremes, is it?
Exactly. So what can we take away from all of this, even if we aren't like full-blown multi-potentialites?
Well, I think the article's message is really about shifting our perspective. It's about maybe redefining what finishing actually means to us.
I love that. Defining success on our own terms.
Yeah.
Not some external checklist.
Exactly. And recognizing that all those interests, all those experiences, even the unfinished projects, they all contribute to who we are.
Instead of beating ourselves up over what we haven't finished, maybe it's about celebrating those experiences, that unique perspective we gain from them.
I think so. Maybe the world could use a little more of that multi-potentialite spirit, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, imagine a world that values exploration, curiosity, as much as, you know, checking things off a to-do list.
Now that is a world I could get behind. We're giving ourselves permission to let go of that pressure, to always be finishing things, and instead embrace the journey, even if it's messy, even if it's unexpected.
And who knows what we might discover along the way.
That's a great point to end on, don't you think? It's not about putting ourselves in a box. It's about recognizing the value of, well, just being interested in a lot of things.
Absolutely.
So listeners, here's something to think about. What if those unfinished projects, those things you've set aside, what if they're actually clues? Clues leading you towards your own path. What if finishing isn't the be-all and end-all? What if it's just one step on a much bigger journey, a more exciting one? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.